Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Democrats plan to move ahead with pandemic relief package. We have the story.
Teen dies in Wichita house fire. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Injection wells have been closed or reduced after Friday's earthquake in Oklahoma. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. Yesterday, we hit 52 degrees for the high in Wichita, and it's going to be almost 10 degrees warmer today. Our full forecast here in just a few minutes.
Congressional Democrats are prepared to move forward with President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Fox's David Spunt reports.
It is a big number, that dollar amount, nearly $2 trillion. But the president says, I want to work with Republicans. He wants to do this in a bipartisan way. He spent 36 years over on Capitol Hill working with both Republicans and Democrats. But some of those Republicans he used to call Senate colleagues have some questions about some of the spending in that bill. I want to talk about some of it. $100 million for BART, which is the Bay Area Rapid Transit System in San Francisco. About $1 billion for other similar transportation projects, around $200 million for museums and libraries, and about $270 million combined in arts and humanities endowments.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has made it clear that he will use his political muscle to get the president's bill pushed through the upper chamber using the process of reconciliation, which allows major legislation to pass the Senate on a simple majority vote.
One person is reported in critical condition, this after a house fire in the 3200 block of South Gordon in southwest Wichita. When firefighters arrived on the scene, heavy flames were visible. One injured man was on the front porch. Firefighters were told there was another person in the house. Battalion Chief Matt Bowen says,
we did a thorough primary and secondary search quickly, and the other occupant was located at a neighbor's house. So fortunately, there's only one patient.
That man on the front porch was hospitalized in critical condition.
A 17-year-old girl died from smoke inhalation after she was unable to escape a fire in West Wichita. This was in the 3000 block of Newell. Investigators say Markayla Kelly was trapped inside the duplex Friday afternoon by a deadbolt that required a key to open. The fire started in the kitchen after a burner was left on. A pan of grease caught fire. Firefighters found the girl unresponsive in her grandmother's room, which is where the deadbolt key was kept. She died later at a hospital. Officials estimate the fire caused $40,000 damage to the building, $20,000 damage to the contents.
The injection of wastewater into underground wells by oil and gas producers has been stopped or reduced in the area where a magnitude 4.2 earthquake struck in Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma Corporation Commission on Friday directed disposal wells within 3 miles of the quake's epicenter to stop operations and those from 3 to 10 miles of the epicenter to reduce volume by at least 50%. There were no injuries or damage reported from the quake that occurred Friday morning near Manchester along the Oklahoma-Kansas state line. The commission took similar action earlier this month after a series of earthquakes about 55 miles southeast of Friday's quake. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Houston's boil water advisory is being lifted. Fox's Casey Stiegel with the latest from Texas.
That boil order lifted for the Houston metro area, and that really encompasses millions and millions of customers. So that is, again, moving in the right direction, although I can tell you that millions more still have no safe drinking water, and so they are still asked to boil it because they're trying to make repairs to the infrastructure as Texans start to thaw out. 9 million more bottles of water are on their way, in addition to 5 million MREs, or meals ready to eat, from the U.S. military to be given out to people with no food or water.
Power is being restored throughout Texas as the power grids are coming back online. KNSS News Time, now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Wichita Thunder hockey team on home ice yesterday at Intrust Bank Arena. We'll recap that one coming up in sports.
President Biden paid a visit Saturday to former Senator Bob Dole. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Broadcasting from the air capital of the world, KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, a radio.com station.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. President Joe Biden paid a visit Saturday to former Senator Bob Dole days after the World War II veteran and 1996 Republican presidential nominee announced he'd been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Biden served in the Senate with Dole for more than two decades. The president arrived Saturday afternoon at Washington's Watergate complex, where the 97-year-old and his wife Elizabeth have maintained a longtime residence. The White House described Dole as a close friend of the president. Dole said he plans to begin undergoing treatment today. Dole represented his native Kansas in Congress for almost 30 years.
Kansas State Representative Leo Delperdang from Wichita tells KNSS News he believes that Kansans will not get hit with outrageous heating bills because of the recent cold weather.
We're dealing with essentially, we've got 365 days worth of gas or electricity here. And yet it spiked, and it went way up. Don't get me wrong there, but it went way up on the wholesale side for 3 to 5 days. So what we're hoping is they're going to cost average that thing out.
Representative Delperdang, a guest on the John Whitmer Show, Sunday night on KNSS.
As priority groups step forward to be vaccinated against COVID, many wonder when there will be enough vaccine for everyone to get a shot.
The president's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said on Fox News Sunday that it will likely take until the summer for Pfizer, Moderna, and perhaps another option to provide enough vaccine supply for virtually all Americans.
By July, we will have in hand enough vaccine to be able to vaccinate virtually anybody and everybody. It'll be 600 million doses for 300 million people.
Fauci says even now infection numbers are dropping, but warns Americans to not get complacent with mitigation measures like social distancing and mask wearing. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The grocery chain Kroger, the latest victim of a data breach.
Kroger says it was among the multiple victims of a data breach involving a third-party vendor's file transfer service, and the company says they're notifying potentially impacted customers and offering them free credit monitoring. The Cincinnati-based grocery and pharmacy chain said Friday it believes less than 1% of its customers were affected, specifically some using its health and money services, as well as some current and former employees because a number of personnel records were apparently hacked. Kroger said the breach did not affect Kroger stores' IT systems or grocery store systems or data. The company has 2,750 grocery retail stores nationwide and 2,200 pharmacies. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
You may think every day is National Walking Your Dog Day.
From what we can tell, no one's really sure who started National Walking Your Dog Day, but you have to admit it's probably a good idea. Walking your dog isn't just healthy for you, it can do wonders for your pooch. A little exercise can help you and your dog shed some pandemic poundage. iHeartDogs.com says walks can help reduce a dog's destructive behavior and help your pet stay mentally happy. Other advocates are suggesting today you try taking a longer walk than usual, maybe on a new trail, so you get a different view and your dog gets some new smells to sniff. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Monday morning with Steve and Ted. And in traffic this morning, we're going back After a weekend, time to get back in the swing of things, Ed.
Yeah, getting back at it. Once again, we had fire crews checking out the report of a church building perhaps on fire. There was some smoke in the area near Maine and Lincoln, but I don't think they really found anything, so probably the fire trucks will be clearing out of that area at this time of the morning. It's a traffic update from Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and cool start across south-central Kansas, we will be sunny and breezy today. Temperatures soaring well above average with a high 61. Southwest winds will be a bit gusty through tonight. Clear down to 31 for our low, then breezy on Tuesday with a high 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a sunny sky, mostly clear sky, 31 degrees. We've got a west wind at 7 miles per hour. 8:12, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Congress back in session after a week off. What's on the agenda? Let's check it out with Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's going to be a busy week in Congress today and tomorrow. Confirmation hearings for Merrick Garland. That's President Biden's pick for Attorney General. He's already come out with opening remarks, really vowing to prosecute, go after those involved in the Capitol riot, and while saying that this Justice Department is going to be independent. So look for a lot of questions for Republicans and Democrats over the next 2 days for Garland. Also on the agenda this week, actually starting today, the House Rules Committee taking up that $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, and it could pass the House by the end of the week. It faces a little bit of a bumpy road in the Senate, where there's some moderate Democrats like Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who are kind of giving a side eye to this idea of raising the federal minimum wage to $15. There's going to be someone called a parliamentarian in charge. This is like a referee as they work to, you know, what's in, what's out of this massive spending bill.
You know, and I was seeing some of the things that are in there, and it looks like and another opportunity to just put a lot of money in a lot of people's pockets. That here we go. I mean, I'm sure there are needs there, but it looks like some of them are not as needy as they should be. That's just one man's opinion, but. And I know there
are certainly some criticism from Republicans that there's stuff in it that isn't for direct aid to people who are hurting. They also don't like the idea of aid for state and local governments. This has been an argument that's been going on for just months now. But here's the thing, Steve. It's the Republicans in this case don't have much of a voice because a few weeks ago, the Senate voted to allow for this process called budget reconciliation. It's all up to Democrats now. So the Republicans can criticize it and so on, but they don't. They'll probably all vote against it. But the Democrats have enough. What they're doing right now is focusing on these moderate Democrats that I mentioned, like Manchin and Sinema, who aren't necessarily on board with big spending. So they can't. Democrats cannot afford to even lose one vote at all. And so I would imagine that when this thing lands in the Senate, there's going to be a lot of going back and forth and a lot of focus on the moderate Democrats and trying to sway them either for or against or maybe to change some things. I mean, certainly I think that the higher minimum wage is something that could be taken off the table for now. And as far as, you know, even stimulus checks, the income limits and the size of them, right now it stands at $1,400 per person. Income level, $75,000 and above, it would start phasing out, $150,000. $1,000 per couple or family, and then start phasing out. And that's how it stands right now, and that's what President Biden supports. But again, it's going to come down to these moderate Democrats who may put up a bit of a fight.
All right. Thanks, Rachel. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with more on Congress going back to work this week and maybe coming up with a plan, a pandemic plan. 8:16 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. On this date, this is February 22nd. This is the date in 1732 that the first president of the United States, George Washington, was born in Westmoreland County in Virginia Colony. Our first president, the father of the country, as they say. I guess that stuff about him not chopping down a cherry tree was a load of hooey that somebody made up. It was an interesting character. He was the kind of guy that was just terribly regal, and you know, people looked at him and said, "Oh, wow, there he is." He was 6'3" in a time when Most people were about 5'2". I mean, he was giant physically, and apparently just completely fearless when it came to battle, because he was in the French and Indian War or whatever before the Revolution. And I, from my reading, is he was not a brilliant strategist as a general, but he held people together. That ragtag group of people that he had.
Yeah, it was not an organized military.
And, you know, it was tough. They didn't have all the things they needed. They didn't have support. But somehow or other, he kept them together, and they won some crucial battles against the finest fighting machine in the world, the British.
Yeah.
With the best fleet in the world, you know, the best navy. Somehow they did it. And there was no question, I guess, he was going to be the first president one way or the other, whether they would have elect him for life or whatever. But anyway, George Washington's birthday. And we celebrate that. Of course, we had President's Day last week, celebrating all the president's birthdays. And, of course, Lincoln's birthday is, the 12th of February. All right. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for sports with Ted Woodward. And, yes, we're talking about baseball this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, the Shocker baseball team got its season going. Gosh, they hadn't played in 11 months.
Yeah.
Since last season got canceled by COVID, the Shockers are back on the field, and it was a chilly day at X Stadium. Wind blowing out of the northwest, but hey, they got baseball played. Oklahoma State broke open right away. 17th-ranked Cowboys scored 3 runs in the top of the first inning. But then Shocker pitchers did not allow anything the rest of the way. So the Shockers trying to get a win, trying to scratch across 4 runs and get that win yesterday. But the Shocker offense had some troubles, too. Got a lot of runners, but couldn't quite get them home. Wichita State had the bases loaded, no outs in the bottom of the eighth. Could not score. Still trailing 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth. Would the Shockers be able to mount a rally? Not against Oklahoma State. Mike Kennedy had the call as the inning progressed. Strikeout, strikeout.
Tall right-hander into the wind and the pitch. Struck him out swinging. Off-speed pitch down and in. Stanley strikes out the side in order in the bottom of the ninth to preserve the win for Oklahoma State. Final score, the Cowboys 3, the Shockers 1 in the season opener.
Yep, Wichita State 1-for-13 yesterday with runners in scoring position.
Wow.
So tons of opportunities, but never could get that hit to get runs coming across the plate. Maybe it'll be different today. The Shockers and the 17th-ranked Cowboys finish up their 2-game season opening series at X Stadium, 2 o'clock this afternoon, on what's shaping up to be a pretty nice day. And Shane Dennis will have live coverage of that one on the radio beginning at 1:45 this afternoon. Listen to the Shockers on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. It's Monday, so it's Coaches Show's night for the Shockers tonight on KFH. Back to back to back, we start out with the Shocker Men's Basketball Coaches Show with Coach Isaac Brown at 6 o'clock. Women's coach Keitha Adams at 7 o'clock. Volleyball coach Chris Lamb at 8 o'clock. All those are on KFH. And, of course, the Shocker men's basketball team. First place in the conference, a 5-game winning streak. Home game coming up Thursday against SMU at Koch Arena. The Shocker women have a Wednesday home matchup against the third place team in the conference, Houston. And the Shocker volleyball team is still undefeated at 7-0, and they have home matches against SMU coming up at Koch Arena on Friday and Saturday. After all those coaches' shows, then, we'll join in progress. Men's college basketball action tonight in Stillwater. Oklahoma State hosting Texas Tech in a Big 12 matchup, and that'll be on KFH tonight as well. Pro golf on the PGA Tour, the Genesis Invitational, wrapping up yesterday in Pacific Palisades, California. The winner, Max Homa. After 2 playoff holes, he gets the win. A guy that 4 times in recent years has competed right here in Wichita at the Wichita Open. He's now ranked in the top 40 in the world. It's his second win on the PGA Tour, and he gets a $1.6 million paycheck yesterday. Max Homa on the rise in the world of golf. Pro basketball in the NBA yesterday. The Toronto Raptors win a home game in Tampa, beat the Philadelphia 76ers 110-103, starting at point guard for the Raptors. He's been on fire in recent weeks, former Wichita State guard Fred VanVleet. The audio from TSN.
Attacking, pulls up, has it swatted away. Fred turns, fires, and it's good! Because his name is Fred VanVleet, and he's from Rockford, Illinois!
And he played at Wichita State.
Yeah, thank you. Fred, yesterday, 23 points. He made 5 3-pointers, and he also dished out 9 assists. as the Raptors get that win. Big win. Four wins in a row now for the Raptors. They are in the number five spot in the Eastern Conference. And we had the Wichita Thunder hockey team on home ice yesterday at Intrust Bank Arena against the Kansas City Mavericks. It was a 0-0 game going into the third period. Kansas City would score first. Would Wichita be able to counter? Well, yeah. Stephane Fournier scored with a minute and a half to go, and Wichita beat the Kansas City Mavericks 2-1 yesterday afternoon at Intrust Bank Arena. Evan Wenninger stopping 35 shots in goal, getting his eighth win of the season. The Wichita Thunder right now in first place atop the conference standings, and they had a nice weekend. They've won. In fact, Wichita has won six of its last eight. And it was a good weekend on home ice for the first place, Wichita Thunder. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Inciting talk from other politicians. That's coming up. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.